Over 82% of all adult Americans who are online have at least one social networking profile of some kind or another. I truly knew that Facebook was, you know, had jumped the shark when my 84-year-old mother got on Facebook, right? You know, so in just a 48-hour time period, there will be over a billion, yes, I'll say it like Dr. Evil, so you all know it, a billion tweets in 48 hours. Now, don't ask me how many of those originate from the White House, okay? That's just a lot of speculation there. Every hour, there are 146 million likes. You know, and again, going back to that one-minute period, 510,000 comments on Facebook, 136,000 photos will be posted. So, and let's just focus in on one site in particular, to take Instagram, and its significance for business. Now, out of every 10 hashtags on Instagram, 7 are branded. 71% of all U.S. businesses have a presence on Instagram. And indeed, of the social media influencers that we'll hear much more about and that are discussed at length in the paper, 78% prefer Instagram for brand collaboration. And just so you know, Instagram boasts about 25 million businesses on its site. So clearly, you know, online marketing is incredibly important. But as is germane to our topic this morning, it's also subject to a considerable amount of regulatory oversight. And while the principal agency that's involved is the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, we also have weighing in the Food and Drug Administration and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, if you think, well, you know, what could possibly impact or what could possibly trigger, you know, the SEC weighing in on something that my company may be involved with. Well, consider the example of our good friend Elon Musk, all right? Elon Musk, Mr. Tesla, he likes Twitter, maybe almost as much as a certain, you know, president. Elon Musk, perhaps another trait in common with a certain resident of the White House, doesn't always feel compelled to completely vet and verify everything that he's tweeting. And so he tweeted back in 2018, talked about how he had funding secured to take Tesla private again at $420 a share. Well, there's just one slight problem. He didn't really have the funding secured. Minor point, you know, easy to overlook. And the SEC weighed in and they said, you can't do that, Elon. And they initiated an action against him and eventually they got things settled. Part of the settlement, however, involved him agreeing to vet with SEC lawyers the materiality of what he would tweet in the future. Now, you know, many of you, I'm sure, have teenagers, and you've seen them with smartphones. Imagine trying to control that and saying, wait, I need to see everything before you tweet that. Well, now you know kind of the position the SEC was in with Elon Musk. And that's why they had another little go-round earlier this year in February when Elon Musk tweeted that Tesla would produce 500,000 cars this year. Sounds great, right? It's just a problem. Tesla had previously announced that their goal for the year was 400,000. And there was just a slight misunderstanding about, you know, Elon Musk tweeting what he tweeted. So the SEC weighed in again. And they said, you can't do that, Elon. And this is something that clearly goes to what we call material statements. And, you know, we're going to need to practically assign you an SEC lawyer. And in fact, a federal judge in April told both the SEC and Elon Musk, look, you guys settle it. And I don't care if it involves, you know, a full-time SEC babysitter of Elon Musk's tweets. You guys work it out. But, you know, we're going to get this taken care of. So Even for someone as successful, as driven as an Elon Musk, social media marketing presents its own kind of pitfalls. Now, the FTC's mission, of course, is to protect consumers and competition by preventing anti-competitive, deceptive, and unfair business practices. That is the key mission. So what is it that the FTC is concerned about? Well, for something posted on social media to be considered deceptive by the FTC, and they've issued guidelines. You don't have to read all those pages. I'm going to kind of give you the summation here. There must be a representation. That representation must be likely to mislead reasonable consumers. So there's a reasonableness standard. And that representation must be material. So materiality is going to be at the forefront of this.